evening. This is Circe Olson-Wessner, and I'm going to read you another Brat Time story. Tonight's story is titled Okinawa, and it's written by a Dodds teacher from the book Around the World in 45 Years. The author is Thomas Ellinger. One snowy January evening in 1960, while I was teaching fifth grade in Deer Park, a suburb of Cincinnati, and finishing my master's at Miami of Ohio in Oxford, my attention focused on an article in the Cincinnati Inquirer entitled, Teach Overseas and See the World. More than 13 years had passed since I left my native Germany as a young boy, and I often wondered what it looked like today. This might be the opportunity I needed for a return visit. 4 weeks later, I arrived at the downtown federal building for an interview with Mr. Hermann Search, superintendent of the Department of Defense Schools based in Frankfurt, Germany. He seemed very interested in my background as I shared my life in Frankfurt during World War II, describing how our house was destroyed during a British air raid in 1943. So I was pleased at the end of our interview, he told me he would see me in Germany. A month later, a telegram arrived at my home. I tore it open to read, Welcome to the Department of Defense Dependent Schools. You have been assigned to Okinawa. Okinawa? Not Frankfurt? Where on earth was Okinawa? I had had my heart set on going to Germany. But after the initial disappointment wore off, I took my atlas down from the shelf and located a small island trailing south below Japan in an arc towards Taiwan and Hong Kong. The largest of the Ryukyuan archipelago, this spot on the map began to excite me with its possibilities of traveling while teaching in the exotic Far East. Like many colleagues I would meet throughout the years, I seized this opportunity for adventure. In sharing the news with my students, we studied together the history and geography of Okinawa, learning that this 67-mile stretch of mountainous land had been the scene of one of the most violent battles of World War II. While I was hiding in the cellars of Germany evading Allied bombing raids, the schoolchildren of Okinawa were cowering in caves, trembling in fear of the American invaders. We read about the battle for Iwo Jima nearby and the raising of the American flag there in victory. I subsequently had to pass a physical and be inoculated numerous times for various tropical diseases. I also sold my new 1959 Fiat and began loading a few of my worldly possessions into a steamer trunk, for I was authorized to ship only 300 pounds. As the school year drew to a close, I finished my master's degree and was inducted into the Phi Delta Kappa, the Education Honorary Society. My little fifth grader sent me off with warm farewells, good wishes, and a new suitcase. Before leaving, I promised to send my mother a letter each week, a practice of describing my adventures overseas that I continued to her death until 1992. My Dodds career was launched on July 27th with a good high school friend, Bob Davis, driving my mother and me to Cincinnati's Union Station. There I joined up with two other teachers assigned to Okinawa for the train trip to Chicago and then to San Francisco. At Fort Mason Army Base in California, we new employees were kept waiting many hours in line to fill out numerous forms and sign assorted paperwork, processing us into the Department of Defense Dependent School System. When all was completed, I was informed that I would be teaching a fifth grade class in Machinito, a location approximately 8 miles from the Okinawan capital city of Naha. So much had happened in so short a time since I spotted that obscure article in the newspaper offering me a chance to, quote, see the world. I stood at the ship's railing, wind in my face, as the General Gaffey set sail under the Golden Gate Bridge into the spacious waters of the Pacific, precisely at 1400 hours. I remembered to convert 2 p.m. civilian time to military time on the second day of August 1960. For the next 18 days, approximately 150 teachers and 300 military family members would share one of the most modern ships the Army utilized to send dependents overseas. I roomed with three other male teachers in a cabin on the third deck above the waterline. Several days out, the waters became a little choppy and a few of my compatriots suffered seasickness, but I was fortunate to escape. The food was excellent, and the buffets were available throughout the day, or we could choose three regular meals. Except for scheduled faculty meetings, we might have been on a cruise, enjoying moonlight dances on the deck, watching movies, attending chapel. The crew even held an initiation for those of us who had never crossed the international dateline. In all, we had ample time to read or simply chat with the other passengers and get acquainted. A day and a half stopover in Yokohama Harbor, Japan, provided a welcome relief from the long journey. Hattie Higa, a good friend who spoke fluent Japanese, took a few of us teachers by subway to Tokyo, where we stayed overnight, shopped at the Ginza, and walked to the Emperor's Palace. The General Gaffey finally docked at Naha, Okinawa, on August 17th at 11 in the morning. No one was authorized to leave the ship until their turn was called. We teachers waited as a loudspeaker announced the priorities for disembarkation. Officers and their families, enlisted men and their families, single soldiers, pets, and finally school teachers. We hoped this would be no indication of our future status in the military community. Actually, we would be well accepted by the military families, and I would enjoy many evening meals with the parents of my fifth graders. Doug McRae, the principal from Manchinito, greeted us teachers and took us by bus to the BOQs, a military acronym for Bachelor Officers' Quarters. Most of the female teachers lived in a large 40-person structure just down the hill from us males. The BOQ I shared with three other men was just a little cement structure with four bedrooms, a bathroom on either side of the building, and a living room of adequate size. My room faced west with a magic view of the East China Sea. BOQ life proved especially conducive to building lifelong friendships, for most every evening the teachers took turns gathering in each other's rooms to chat. In Okinawan fashion, we sat on pillow cushions placed on the floor and shared episodes of our past lives, especially interesting since we all came from different areas of the United States. So, I'm going to conclude here, although this story goes on. I would like you to think tonight, as you're resting, about your first overseas assignment. What was it like? Where did you go? Did it live up to your expectations? I wish you a pleasant evening and pleasant dreams.